Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Not often I see things that make me laugh out loud, but this did.
Okay.
Ashland, Virginia, liquor store. Owners come in, find the place has been ransacked. Break in, major ransacking of the liquor store. It looks like somebody just went in there and went nuts, right? They think, oh no. I mean, you can see the pictures of it, all the bottles like knocked over. There's puddles of liquor all over the floor, thousands of dollars worth of destroyed liquor. Like somebody just went in there, had a party, knocked the liquor off the shelves. But they can't figure out how, the perp got in, right? Cause they can't find like smash window or anything like that. So they're just trying to figure out. So they call the police thinking, oh my gosh, you know, look like a crew came through there. You should see the pictures. They're trying to figure out like, who did this? How did they get in? How did they get out? So they follow the trail of the smashed liquor bottles and wait to hear what they found. I'm just fascinated by this. I get suckered in by wildlife stories when we find out that animals can do things we didn't know.
Okay.
Right. Listen to how this ended.
It happened Saturday in Ashland, and according to social media posts by Hanover County Animal Protection and Shelter, yeah, a raccoon broke into the store the night of Black Friday and ransacked several shelves. They have masks, don't they? The animal became intoxicated, then passed out in the bathroom. The sleeping raccoon was discovered Saturday morning.
Head right near the toilet. We've all been there probably at some point in our lives, right?
A little too much.
An officer brought the masked bandit back to the county animal shelter to recover. So yes, that's a lot of liqueur for a little raccoon there. The raccoon slept it off for a few hours and showed no signs of injury. Bounced back. Officers released the raccoon back into the wild.
You got to see the picture. I've got it up on my X feed. Lee. He is right next to the toilet, and he is full stop, face down, just out cold. They were able to go in there to animal control and just pick him up, load him in. He didn't care. He's really? Like, do whatever with me.
Snout planted, huh?
Snout planted. I don't know why. For some reason, it reminded me of freshman year in college. Not sure, though.
Well, I wonder
it'll come
why,
back to
yeah.
me. I don't know why. So it's all very vague. Anyway, I didn't know that animals could get schnocked like that from alcohol, but
I guess
they can't.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I've seen things like where like birds and squirrels and things, if you leave berries or something, or they find berries that have been fermented and they mm-hmm. can eat the, you know, and if it's fermented, there's alcohol involved there naturally occurring. So, yeah, that can happen.
Yeah. Anyway, my favorite story.
But obviously,
yesterday.
This was not naturally occurring alcohol.
No.
This was distilled.
Okay. Meantime, back to the serious news. The left-going incident. But let me set this up. Do you remember when we bought just 50 actually persecuted families from South Africa to this country?
Yeah.
Like actually, like there are over 1,000 people who've been killed, their farmland seized, and they're
taken
brutally
by
murdered.
The government. Yes.
Yeah. Like I mean, chopped up with machetes is the preferable way. So if you live in South Africa, you are white and you have a farm, you are a target. And a lot of them have had to move off their farms and move behind walls with hired security just to survive, right? So you don't talk about true refugee status, where your government is either trying to kill you or looking the other way while other people try to kill you, that's South Africa. Do you remember how the left went absolutely buck wild trying to stop them from coming here?
Well, of course, because anything the Trump administration has anything to do with, doesn't matter if they previously were in favor of it, and they're against it now.
Right. Meanwhile, losing their minds over Trump's immigration pause from these countries. Okay, I've got the Chiron from Fox News. There's 19, but they're saying they may go up to 30. Good, do it. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, just the problem here, okay? Do you realize we are still accepting refugees? This is insane, okay? From Libya?
I'm not surprised.
Anybody know what's going on in Libya? See, I do, because I wrote half a book about it. Uh-huh. Then realized there was no audience for it and gave up. During the Arab Spring, Barack Obama and John Brennan went around the world in overthrowing moderate democratic Muslim regimes and installing hardcore jihadist murderers. No. They did that in Libya. They installed a combo of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. ISIS and Al-Qaeda have been running that country ever since.
Yeah, I had a little help from Hillary, too.
Yeah. We literally bombed the water lines, because this is a desert in Libya, and cut off entire cities to force them to capitulate to the jihadists, who we called moderate Muslims. They went in there, they took all the black people and sold them literally on blocks like slave trade. Then they took all the non-Muslims who lived peacefully under Gaddafi, who was secular. Gaddafi was an atheist. People don't know that. And they literally took the women. You could live peacefully there in Libya as a non-Muslim. They took the women and auctioned them off on the slave blocks, too. That's what's in Libya. It's Al-Qaeda and ISIS run, Muslim Brotherhood run, which is why the media after that called it a success and never spoke of it again. We let people from Libya come into this country. They are unvettable because radical jihadis run that country. Why is a soul coming in from Libya? You could be a good person, but it doesn't matter. We have no way to know. Iran? What? We're still accepting people from Iran. These are the nations. How do you vet anyone from Iran? We just bombed them. You think they're sending their best?
Exactly. Right.
No, they're sending spies. They're sending assassins. By the way, here's the crazy part. We've currently got three people on trial who were Iranian assassins who were sent here. They're either facing trial or they're in the process. They've already been indicted. How are the borders still open to a single visa from Iran? Even one? Afghanistan? Are you out of your mind? Equatorial Guinea. The radical Muslim Sunni population of Equatorial Guinea is over 80%. Sierra Leone, Chad, Republic of Congo. You got Al-Qaeda and ISIS running through all there. We don't know who's who. Why do we need these people? No one can answer that. We don't have enough jobs for Americans. We got a 9% unemployment rate among Gen Z, Lee, people under 30. Why does somebody, some Democrat, why do we need these people? Why risk American lives to bring them here? Somebody answer that question. I would love to see a Democrat genuinely try to answer that instead of just screaming racist, racist, racist. They're not under threat. And here's the problem. When you look at Africa right now, we have Christians being butchered, by jihadis. But here's the problem. The governments are corrupt. How do you tell who's who? And we can't tell, but South Africa, you sure can. These are classic refugees. And yet the left does not want classic refugees. They want people who cannot assimilate and will not for generations. And it's insane. And Jonathan Fahey is the former Department of Homeland Security Deputy Assistant Director. Explain this.
It would seem like the way you would re-vet these people is have serious interviews, look at social media history and other types of things to see what they're looking at, what they're concerned about, who they're associating with. Those would be things that could be quite helpful. Again, you don't always know, which sort of goes back to the initial question. If you can't vet somebody with a high degree of confidence, the default should have been you don't get brought in under the Biden administration, the default was always in favor of the immigrant, the illegal immigrant, at the expense of the U.S. citizen's safety and well-being. But yeah, so many of these people, there's no way to vet people from Afghanistan.
No.
You don't get to call the local local Taliban office to see if somebody has the all clear. And remember, some of these people, they're saying they helped the United States over there, which is true, but they were also getting paid to do so. So I think people sort of attribute better motives to all of these people than might be appropriate for all the people brought in.
Good point.
Obviously, this has been brought up to the fore.
Right. So he's talking about going back and revetting, which we have to do, Lee. Mm-hmm. And this is what I've been talking about all week, how the CIA brought its entire Afghanistan death squad here, all 12,000 of them. These people, and I want you to see this on my X account. I screenshotted it for you. Fox News actually called them death squads in a chyron. You can go look at it. They were so brutal and deadly that they operated outside the U.S. chain of command, out of a CIA base there. And what people don't understand, if you haven't studied these conflicts like I have, and you know how I am about that, I really am into this, and I watch these jihadis and I watch what they do. The people the CIA hired are jihadist militia members. When the Taliban can't pay them enough, they switch sides and they go work for the CIA. And a lot of them will fight for the money because the money was really good. But the other reason that they will fight is because they agree philosophically with the Taliban, but there's ethnic differences and tribal differences. So it's, they want jihad too. They want morality police too. They want to bury women up to their necks and stone them to death too. It's just, they want to be in charge to do it instead of the Taliban, and the CIA will pay them to kill. And that's assuming the CIA wasn't paying the Taliban. They sent $200 million over there via USAID when Trump was president last time to completely revamp and rebuild the poppy fields so they had real irrigation systems, and they increased the yield 8 to 10 times. So they'd have money to blow the limbs off our soldiers. That's whose side CIA is on. So when they're paying death squads, literally, we do not know. The CIA and USAID implements the Democrats' foreign policy. We don't know if they were fighting with the Taliban against our soldiers or against the Taliban on behalf of our soldiers. It's probably both, knowing the CIA. Well, what are they doing here? Well, we just learned this week. CIA loaded 12,000 of them plus their entire families for a total of 38,000 onto those evacuation planes, at times even pushing American citizens aside, filling up 33% of the space. No one questioned the CIA. They said they'd vetted them. But they only vetted them for their suitability to fight the Taliban in Afghanistan, not to come here. And they're here. Why did the CIA take all 12,000 of their death squad fighters? What are they doing here? What's the plan for them? I don't know, but you just saw one in D.C. He killed a National Guard member. Can't wait to see what's next. So, folks, this is why Trump has to go fast to vet these people, get them the heck out. And a lot of them are already moving through immigration proceedings that let them stay, or they already have. I mean, it's terrifying. I don't even know where to begin with this mess. We're just finding out they did it. If you want to know more about the death squads that they brought here, these are not mom and pop and Big Mac and apple pie. We love America. We help defeat the Taliban. That ain't a thing in Afghanistan. You want to know more about it? Check out my Battleground America podcast from earlier this week. And I deep dive into the death squads and why the CIA might have brought them here. Folks, I have a feeling it's for more than just voting Democrat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, folks, I wish that we could eliminate the income tax with tariffs. But I also don't know why Trump keeps saying that, because we can't do it. Not even close. And look, I'm very sympathetic to it, because the way that this country ran up until the income tax amendment passed in the early 1900s, it was 1913. Pretty sure it was 1913. The way this country ran until then was that it was largely funded off of tariffs, not completely, but largely. That is what the founders intended. Trump is correct to want to do this. The idea would be to build an economic wall around America so foreign influence coming in via business could not have sway here. And so that was the tariffs were supposed to do that, but they were also supposed to fund a very tiny federal government that really was only going to provide a military, maintain federal roads, and do a couple small other little things. So the math worked, and it worked. And I wish we could return to that. I believe me, I want to. Trump's is actually constitutionally correct and is correct according to the vision of the founding fathers. Unfortunately, the founding fathers believed that any income tax was slavery. That is why there was not one until 1913, when we foolishly decided to tax ourselves and created the behemoth that is destroying everything in its path. What we really need to do is repeal income tax amendment. I wish we could. Wish we could do it. There would be panic because you can't fund most of this stuff, and we'd have to cut it because there's no income. We'd have to do something, though, also forbidding the printing of money. But folks, this idea, I don't know why Trump keeps saying this, because he can't do it. Here's the reality. If you look at all of the money that Trump's tariffs have generated, and you go, I'm going to be generous, I'm going to go all the way back to 2018. First term. Because some of those tariffs, Biden actually kept them in place. And you get a total. Through early December, right? Through basically yesterday. We have collected in tariff revenue $1.18 trillion total. And we spend $7 trillion a year now. Which is absurd. I mean, we've doubled it since 2020. It used to be between $3 and $4 trillion. Half of that's printed. So, I mean, unless Trump is planning to print a gazillion dollars every year, I don't know why he's saying this. It's kind of sad, actually, because it gives people false hope. If you want to look at, you know, just really optimistically, what are we doing? All right, well, they're saying, you know, on the current trajectory, if the Supreme Court does not get rid of the tariffs, which there's, I think, 50-50 coin flip, they will. Most we've generated in a month since Trump's new presidency is $32 billion. So what are we talking? Tops half a trillion a year in tariff revenue. Look, we could easily have a half a trillion dollar government if we return to the true constitutional government of our founding fathers. Almost all of that would be spent for the military. And I don't even think we need a $1 trillion military. I really don't. I think we do it with half that and beat the Chinese. There's so much fraud and waste. Remember, we were going to audit the military, and then we sort of went, maybe we won't. Yeah, that's not good. We should audit it. There's massive fraud in there, I guarantee it. Elon Musk put it at somewhere between 20 and 25%. I'm sure that there is. But whatever the case, I'd be all on board for that. I love that idea. I'm all for it. In fact, jack the tariffs up. But the bottom line is you can't do what he's saying you can do. And I would love to tell you this morning that you can, but you can't. Not with the trillions in debt we have. And not when you're spending $7 trillion a year. Which, folks, is why billions of dollars going missing in Minnesota wasn't even noticed. So I wish Trump would stop saying this. I know he's kind of desperate. But he had that one chance to cut things and he didn't take it. That's why he and Elon Musk broke up. And look, we're stuck with this. He's going to have a very hard time doing much to slow the increase in prices, although he's done a lot. I mean, we've got it down to a historically normal range, but it's still the top of it for price increases. So we're not in the Bidenflation era, but still, there's not much he could do for people. And again, when you decide to print $7 trillion a year, yeah. So again, we're looking at roughly half a trillion in tariff revenue continuing. And I'm being optimistic. I'm taking the best month. By the way, did you see what Costco did? This is very telling. They just filed the first lawsuit seeking to recoup the tariff money from the federal government that they claim they've paid if the Supreme Court throws the tariffs out. They want to be first in line. Now, my question for them as a judge would be, wait a minute. You're saying that you paid the money? Because didn't you pass the cost along to your customers of these tariffs? Well, you don't get to get paid twice. I mean, you don't get to pass the cost of the tariffs along to your customers and then get paid again by the federal government. I'm hoping these judges will do the math and throw these suits out. But we're looking right now at the tariff money having to be maybe paid out again to all these companies. I mean, it's just like, it's false hope and it's not an answer. It's not. Keep your eye on Venezuela, folks. If you want to understand why Trump's obsessed with Venezuela, it's because of Cartel de los Soles, which is the parent cartel over all of the Mexican ones. Cartel de los Soles is the parent cartel also of Tren de Aragua. They're foot soldiers. They answer to China largely. You take that hive out? Yeah. Now watch what Trump is doing, because I've been talking to you about this for months. Ever since my daughter sat there and I side by side, she speaks Spanish, she's fluent. Sat there side by side and translated. We've been translating Maduro's speech. I said, come sit with me. Let's do this for my show, because I just want to make sure I understand what he's saying here. My Spanish is okay. Hers is much better. So we sat there. I was like, yeah, he said that. He started saying in the beginning of the Trump regime, because he knew he was in trouble. Maduro, the head of, obviously, of Venezuela, well, he says he is. He lost 70-30 to his opposition through vote fraud. We'll get to vote fraud in a minute. It's all tied in with that 2020 election. Now do I have your attention? Yeah. So what did Maduro say in that speech to Trump? And I've been on this. I've covered it in the Battleground America podcast. He said, I did not mean to send Tren de Aragua. I did not want to send Tren de Aragua to invade your cities, to run your rat lines, to run your drugs, up through Mexico and then with the takeover in the cities. Remember Aurora, all of that. He said, I didn't want to. Biden made me. So he's really saying, don't take it out on me. Don't send a hit team to get me. I didn't want to send Tren de Aragua. The FBI made me. What? That's what he says in the speech. He says to Trump, my Tren de Aragua foot soldiers, the Democrats and Biden wanted them in the country. They want them to form the backbone in these cities. And he said, I can prove it to you. The FBI ran them through Colombia safe houses and into the U.S. He said it in a speech to Trump. Now watch what's happening here. See, we know that. That's, by the way, Maduro has said that more than once. So people who have followed this are now online wondering, because Trump's had this phone call with Maduro and he said, look, I don't want to kill you. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt your family. Hey, go ahead and let's have some safe passage to a third country. Look what they did from the beginning of this regime. They upped the reward on Maduro up to $50 million. What do they want him for? This is a guess. I can't say this factually. I'm just guessing, given what I'm seeing here and what I've been seeing, what I've been telling you for months. I think they want him to turn state's evidence on Cartel de los Soles, the Democrats, the FBI, and everybody else. China. Break the back of the cartels internationally. That's what I think they want. I think Trump really wants Maduro to walk away so we could flip him. And I think all of this stuff that you're seeing, the weird things going on right now with the partnering, you know, the pardoning of the drug deal, I think all of this is connected. But Trump cannot come out and explain this. But wait a minute, what about election fraud? There's a great thread on my X feed right now that I've retweeted. If you want to understand how all of this connects up and why Trump is obsessed with Venezuela, you read that thread and you'll know. It's very long. it goes back to like 2004, and there's a lot of audio, video, but you will be absolutely fascinated. And I can't go through it here. But in the meantime, here's Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State, talking about the Maduro regime.
The Maduro regime is not a legitimate government. What it is it's a transshipment organization. The Biden administration made a deal with Maduro. Maduro asked that his nephews, convicted drug traffickers, be released from U.S. prisons. He asked that his chief money launderer, his money man, his bag man, be released from U.S. custody before he stood trial. In exchange, he promised to hold free and fair elections. He got the nephews back, the drug dealers. He got the bag man back, and he never did the free and fair
elections.
They stole the elections. They suckered Joe Biden. They're not going to sucker Donald Trump.
They sucker Joe Biden, or do the Democrats want all this in place? One of the weirdest things I've read about Venezuela was the statement by Kamala Harris the day after. I was like, it's really more like 2 days after Maduro's fake win, which, folks, even the UN acknowledged was fake. He stole the election. Wasn't even close. Everybody was saying it. Even the liberal media was saying it. They're saying, yeah, he won about, his opponent won about 70% of the vote. He got about 30. She wrote on Twitter, "The United States stands with the people of Venezuela who expressed their voice in today's historic presidential election." Well, they did. They voted for the opponent. "The will of the Venezuelan people must be respected. Despite the many challenges, we will continue to work toward a more democratic, prosperous, and secure Venezuela." She congratulated Maduro. Why? Their rat lines, the Venezuelan rat lines, the human trafficking, all of it is key to move the voters into the country and to set them up here. Remember what they were doing in all these cities from El Paso to Arizona? They're selling children and women, kidnapped children and women. All of this gets ripped out from the top, and Trump figured it out. God bless him, he figured it out, which is incredible. And so did Daniel DiMartino, whose family is from Venezuela. And he's talking about what this means. He's talking about here, particularly the strikes on the boats and toppling Venezuela's corrupt leadership.
"Well, then I'm very happy to hear that the administration is not going to apologize for defending the United States and for standing up against a regime that has been exporting drugs to the United States for at least 20 years. You know, it's not okay to allow a country that is just 3 hours away from Miami to go from exporting oil and welcoming immigrants to expelling people and now exporting drugs to the United States, which is really the fact of what's going on."
Okay, listen to this. He continues.
"Look, I think that this is just the excuse to try to go after people who worked for President Trump. The reality is that there have been over 10,000 drone strikes all over the world by the U.S. government just in the 21st century. Are we going to judge the military during Obama for war crimes because of drone strikes in Sudan or Somalia that were not authorized in some sort of specific authorization because it's all part of the war on terror? You know, I think a lot of people could go to prison if we start applying that standard, and I don't think it would be fair or wise in a foreign policy to do that to Secretary Hegseth."
10,000 drone strikes all over the world, killing all kinds of people. And it was cool. Everybody loved it. In fact, the neocons really loved it. Bloodlusters that they are. But attack the Democrats, human trafficking, drug and voter rat lines, and they go wild, including some Republicans. Pull that thread. I really hope Maduro opts for the McMansion in some third world country and extradition maybe to the U.S. to testify. I want to know. I want to hear some more about the FBI's safe houses in Colombia that they ran Trende Aragua through into America. I want to hear all about that. For some reason, this is the top story in the country, or it actually was when I put it in the queue about an hour ago. I think it's number three right now. I don't know why. United Methodist Church pastor announced as part of his sermon that he's transitioning to become a woman, and then shows off his new feminine look. It's Reverend Philip Fanouf, a New Chile United Methodist Church minister, the minister actually, that's Rochester, New York, revealed he's now going by the name Philippa and using she, her pronouns. So you got to picture this because this is radio. Fascinating. So he's standing there. He's got his white robe on. He's a minister. Not a cross anywhere. No crosses. No Jesus symbology of any kind. But he's got a stole around his neck that is rainbow colored. So what he's worshiping, I'm not sure. But here's the minute-long part of the sermon that has this as right the sec at the top top three trending story in the country.
So I get to announce with joy that I'm transitioning. I'm affirming and saying to all of you that I am transgender. And so the best way to put this is that I'm not becoming a woman. I'm giving up pretending to be a man. And this is a process. And this is going to be shocking for some of us as to what this all means. But this is where we invite God's Holy Spirit to grant us grace and peace. Because really what it comes down to is awareness. So let's just be aware and recognize the fact that there can often be in these kinds of situations the fear of the unknown.
By the way, more than 7,600 congregations have left the United Methodist Church since 2019. That's how far and fast the woke has spread. And this is part of why. By the way, the minister says that he is now asexual. His sexuality is asexual. That's an orientation in which a person experiences little or no sexual attraction to others. So. All right. Noted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.